rejoice in the Lord always. Delight and gladden yourselves in Him. And again I say rejoice. Let all men know and perceive and recognize your unselfishness. For the Lord, He is coming soon. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition and definite request, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of the soul, assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God, and being content with your earthly lot, whatever that is, the peace which